producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. This is a special weekend edition because we are doing pretty much the whole show, recording segments 1 through 7, so only 8 will be recorded in studio. All the other segments will be recorded live from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. Hands down, I think one of the best investment conferences I get to attend each year. The speaker lineup, also the companies that are here, really shows that there is life in the resource industry right now. And you can just see by the number of people walking around, too. It's great to be a part of this show. And as for everybody else, we are recording a lot of segments. One of the goals that we had for this conference was to bring a number of companies that we find interesting that are attending at this show to really show everybody that there are still some great companies in the industry. So please go check out www.kereport.com. We will be posting these interviews throughout the weekend. None of it is investment advice. We simply wanted to bring on some new companies, get everyone's opinion about it. So please feel free to weigh in on the forums. That being said, we are kicking off this show with the, I would like to call him our host here in New Orleans, Mr. Brian Lundeen. Brian, thank you so much for having us.
Great to be with you, Corey. Great to see you here along with all the crowd of investors that are walking around. It's a great show so far, and we're glad you're a part of it.
Oh, I really enjoy it. We also have Chris Temple with us. Chris has been and will be beside me for really this whole show. He's been bringing to my attention some of these great companies. Also checking out some of the speakers. If I can, I can't say it enough. People do need to consider coming to this show each year just because of the amazing speaker lineup that they have. Brian, we have talked about it a couple times, but just let us know, everybody from Mr. Krautheimer to Mr. Rickards, the speakers that you have here are some of the best in the world. Share again with our audience, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely. As you said, we have Charles Krautheimer, we have James Rickards, we have Mark Stein, we have Doug Kass, Dennis Gartman, Peter Schiff, Doug Casey, the list really just goes on and on. And what I've tried to do this year, you know, we always have a focus on geopolitics and economics, and we still have that this year, and that's an important, obviously an important subject and area of inquiry, as it were. But I really feel that given our historic focus on metals and mining, and the fact that that sector is at the bottom of a cycle, a long-term bottom, that the opportunity that's being presented right now to investors is one that that's just absolutely extraordinary. It only comes around 2 or 3 times in our lifetimes and in our investing careers. So I really try to focus on experts who can pinpoint the best strategies, the best specific investments to take advantage of this really historic opportunity.
Now let's talk about the gold market, or just resource market in particular, but we will focus on gold here. When you do look at a long-term chart, there's no doubt that this industry has been beat up, and a lot of people, including myself, are calling for not necessarily a skyrocketing recovery. It will take a little bit of time just because of the damage that has been done to the industry. Mm-hmm. But that being said, if you can be selective out there with certain companies, they're going to be the biggest movers. When we are in a true bull market, almost reaching the top, you know what? Unfortunately, taking that shotgun approach does work, but it really doesn't at these bottoms. And I do believe that we are forming a bottom, so that's why you do need to be selective. Can you speak to this?
Absolutely. You know, the rising tide lifts all boats, of course, and as the overall market rises, you know, the market could very easily and generally, and the indices could double from these levels very easily. So the average stock could double in value. But the best ones are going to go up four or five times or more. And one of the areas specifically that I've been focusing on are companies that have proven resources with good economics that are now selling for about the same levels as the grassroots exploration companies were selling for a few years ago. So an investor doesn't have to take on exploration risk. They can find projects and companies that are operating in very safe locales. And their only risk is in market risk. And these companies are highly levered to the rise in metals prices.
Brian, one of the things that's impressed me about this show is that even though it has always been geared primarily toward precious metals, and you, of course, are also editor of the Gold Newsletter, I've been really pleased and quite pleasantly surprised to see the amount of information and commentary on other areas. You know, later on in the weekend, we're going to interview in the show Byron King on energy. I've heard about real estate. I've heard about something that I've been harping on for a while, and that, you know what, even though you wouldn't want to own them for 30 years, it's not a bad time to be in long-term treasuries even right now. So I've seen a well-rounded batch of information and speakers here who I think the average investor can really hang their hat on the big picture that they're getting here. I agree completely that this is going to be a generational opportunity one of these days soon to start loading the truck up again on these beaten up resource companies. But investors are getting a lot more than that here, and that's a great credit to you for putting this together.
Well, thank you. And one of the things that we are focusing on that I think you hit on, we always cover all of the major asset classes, but we're also, I really feel that the level of debt that's been created and the level of currency that's been created is going to result at some point in a much higher inflationary environment. And it's not just precious metals that will benefit from that. It's other tangibles like real estate. And we have focused over the last couple of years on bringing in some really fascinating opportunities in real estate, in timber, and specifically in some Plan B real estate where U.S. and North American investors in general can buy some vacation hideaways in really luxurious Caribbean locales and enjoy the real estate, but also have an appreciating asset that's tangible, that's going to grow, and represents a safe haven, as it were.
Well, and I think it is important for all investors to understand that we do talk about resources a lot, and they definitely do have a place in everybody's portfolio, but so do a lot of other asset classes. And you talked about some of these. Chris, you mentioned them too. Real estate. There is also, there's a lumber, a timber company here too. There are a lot of different avenues out there that if you do believe, and I am one of those believers, that this money creation and that this overwhelming debt will cause earthquakes in the markets and cause a reallocation of money, it's not just necessarily one asset class that's going to be the beneficiary. No.
And, of course, there's always special situations. We have a number of technology companies here, and NatCore Technology, which is a favorite of mine for sure because I'm the co-founder and chairman of it.
They will be on segment six of this weekend show.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't even know that. But, you know, we're getting at that booth a lot of attention from our investors. Our shareholders that are here and other investors to hear that story. So we've been very pleased. I'm pleased as a show producer and show host with the crowd we're getting, but the companies that I'm talking to are very pleased with the reception they've gotten from these investors.
Now, Brian, let's get your final take on the overall health of the U.S. economy. We did see on Wednesday or Thursday, I believe, the GDP numbers coming out at, you know, still not a great number. They continue to disappoint, and analysts actually continue to expect these numbers to disappoint. Where do you stand on this?
Who knows what to expect, but I think the current environment is certainly not one within which the Fed can raise rates. I think their statement on Wednesday where they're going to look at it and reexamine it at their December meeting was really just an instance of them trying to sound tough. I don't think they can do it, as I say, with the economic evidence that's in now, and I don't think they can do it in December and ruin Christmas for Wall Street, which is, you know, in Wall Street, let's face it, are their clients. I don't think they're going to be able to do it, and if they don't do it then, it's probably March 2016 that would be the earliest.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report, continuing our live recordings from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. I have with me for the next two segments, honestly, one of my favorite guests and one of my favorite speakers to listen to, Mr. Rick Rule. Rick, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Always a pleasure to talk to your audience. Thank you.
Rick, we're going to start it off in our first segment talking more big picture. Let's talk about the gold market. Let's talk about other resources. Do you think gold has found its bottom? Do you think we're in a bear market, that we're continuing in a bear market, or do you think that we are making the transition into a bull market right now?
With the caveat that I'm not a technical analyst, technical analysts that I respect suggest that we're in a bear market rally. They obviously can change their mind if the rally shows some strength, but it wouldn't surprise me to see gold go lower before it goes higher. That notwithstanding, I think we're much closer to a bottom, both in terms of price targets and in terms of time, than we are to a top. And I am constructive, extremely constructive to the gold price, because my suspicion is that if we have a target acting against us, it's 1,000, and if we have a target acting for us, it's 2,000. And the juxtaposition from 1180 to a bottom of 1,000 and a top of 2,000 is the sort of juxtaposition of risk to reward that I've lived my life to enjoy.
Well, and really looking at the big picture, when you look at the daily chart, sure, in the last little bit, we have been on somewhat of an uptrend. But when you look back over the last 4 or 5 years, there's no doubt that this industry has been hit very hard. And we have been now at least moving sideways rather than that downward trend that we have been in. It's been always my thought that so much damage has been done to this market that it's hard to expect any sort of a skyrocketing up move, isn't it?
Well, very true. It's worthy to note that dimension by which it's fallen is indicative of the extent to which it has the possibility to rise. I think two things that people need to think about in the context of the gold market, not the gold equities market yet, we'll talk about that in a minute, but in terms of the gold market. The first is that really the easiest thing to say is that gold has been locked in a war with the U.S. dollar, and it's lost. And I don't expect gold to win, but I expect it to lose less badly. The situation that we're in today is analogous to the situation that we were in at the end of 2001, where gold had been in a bull market for 18 months in every currency except the U.S. dollar. Then the U.S. dollar went sideways, and gold did extremely well. And my suspicion is, in this instance, past its prologue. The second thing to understand is that really the hegemonistic financial instrument in the world is the U.S. 10-year Treasury. It's the instrument by which every other instrument is rated. And I think that the U.S. 10-year Treasury enjoys, if that's the right phrase, bad arithmetic. They absolutely positively guarantee to pay you about 2%, which means realistically, after tax and inflation, even the muted inflation numbers that they're talking about, they guarantee you, Corey, that they're going to strip 1% or 2% a year in purchasing power from you. In other words, if you give them $100,000, they guarantee to give you back $80,000 in purchasing power in 10 years. That is not a compelling argument from my point of view, and I think that gold will do well compared to that alternative.
Well, let's focus on the narrative of the U.S. dollar, because the U.S. dollar has performed fairly well. Recently, it has been moving sideways, but that is because I think the good performance, the weakness that we have seen a lot in the euro, mostly because the dollar index is priced so heavily in the euro, but also the weakness that we have seen out of China, that I think when different investors look at these markets, it takes a lot of guts to put money into those markets. And right now, it seems like people are more distracted and more willing to keep the U.S. dollar afloat. Not that I'm saying that will continue forever.
Well, beyond that, Corey, I think it has to do with the alternatives to the U.S. dollar. At Sprott, we have a couple of very large Asian sovereign clients, and I was talking about the U.S. 10-year Treasury to one of our Asian sovereign clients, and I said, you know, from my own point of view as an American, I mean, I like the strength of the U.S. dollar. It's good for me, but the strength of the U.S. 10-year Treasury is perplexing to me. It seems almost like a lie. And my counterparty smiled and said, ah, yes, Mr. Rule, a deep, transparent, and liquid lie. Different than otherwise that we've been told. What he was saying, in effect, was that the U.S. dollar, despite its weaknesses, was stronger than most of the alternatives. The second thing that we have to think about in that context, Corey, I think it was Morgan Stanley, but I'm not sure, published a report recently that said that gold and gold-related equities comprised about 1/3 of 1% of the average investable assets of Americans, down from 8% in 1981 and down from a median and a mean over 3 decades of 1.5%. If gold was to recover in terms of its market share of investable assets in just the U.S. market to 50% of the median level, that is 75 basis points or 0.75%, gold demand would double in the world's largest market. I think that's likely.
I think it is likely, too, and one of the big players that I think, and I want to get your opinion on this, is funds starting to come back into the gold sector because they are very much out of the sector. But quite frankly, if they do even put just a small fraction of their portfolio into gold, it really has the ability to move the market and cause even more demand from more investors.
Well, Corey, you're in some danger of becoming a good forecaster. One of the things that's particularly interesting to me is that gold stocks, despite being clobbered, are still over 4% of the general Canadian index. And studies that Sprott has done has shown that the Canadian generalist fund managers are at about 1.2% invested in gold, which means the generalist funds in Canada alone are at about a third of the index weighting. And if you're a third of the index weighting in a subsector that shows signs of strength, you have to move. And we're experiencing sector rotation, positive and negative, throughout the market. So what you suggest, which is generalist fund buying, will, I think, be particularly acute in Canada because gold stocks are such an important part of the index and the generalist funds are so extraordinarily underweighted.
They definitely are. Now let's quickly switch over to the more general resource complex. You hear about gold getting lumped into the resources. We also hear, we know how bad oil is done. We also know how bad the demand is for a lot of these other industrial commodities. How do you figure that the investment in gold and this whole commodities complex ties into the gold demand as well?
Well, I think you have to segregate gold out because I think that gold isn't in any way, shape, or form an industrial material. Yes, it has fabrication applications, and no, those don't matter. I am much more constructive personally to the gold market in the near term than I am the industrial materials market. Conversely, I think I'll make way more money in the industrial materials market over time because they're much, much, much larger markets. The truth is that you get out of a bear market one of two ways: demand creation, which I think will happen in the gold business, or supply destruction. And in the major markets, you're seeing the supply destruction. The resolution of supply destruction is much more extraordinary up moves in commodity price because you can't reintroduce production to face increased demand in a capital-intensive business. So I think gold will pay me first. I think oil and copper will pay me much more, but that'll take 5 or 6 years.
And I agree with that. And, yes, the supply and demand fundamentals to these type of commodities and resources do take a lot of time, and that is one of the reasons why a lot of people out there say with the low gold price, low silver price, we're going to see supply come off the board. But I don't see that necessarily happening right away because not only does it take time, it also takes a lot of money to shut down these mines.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockitPocket.com. Or will you forget?
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Rick Rule. Rick, we talked big picture resources last segment. Let's talk equities. How can people make money in these markets? What's attracting you right now over at Sprott?
The ability to qualitatively differentiate. People look at gold stocks as though they were one subject. They're a bunch of gold stocks. Most of the industry and most of the industry management teams are a disaster, but there are some companies that are qualitatively differentiated from the pack. One of our responses to that, of course, was to create the Sprott Gold Miners Index, the SGDM, which was a factors-based index rather than a market cap-based weighted index. So in the first part of the recovery in the gold market, I think that the recovery will be stout enough that investors will enjoy enough capital gains in the biggest companies that they may or may not need to be in the smallest companies. Do they have names? Of course, Franco-Nevada, Silver Wheaton, Royal Gold, Rand Gold, and Goldcorp. You can come down the quality trail and get to the second tier if you want to, but the truth is that those big names are going to give you an awful lot of beta and probably some alpha, too, related to the rest of the shop. Now, the truth is in Sprott that we've come to be known for secondary and tertiary names, and we can talk about that later in the interview. But the first thing is, Corey, it's important for your people to know, if you think the gold price is going to go up, buy gold first. then buy the senior miners, and then worry about company-specific speculations after you've filled your boots in those two categories.
Well, and quite frankly, people do like to get a little greedy. They want the 10-baggers more than the 20-percenters, and you can't blame them for that. But yes, absolutely, I think there is definitely a spot in everyone's portfolio for the safe gold play rather than the speculative miners. That being said, you already mentioned the majors. They do usually seem to move first, and just look at some of those charts. They are extraordinarily beat up as well. They still have a lot of good resources, a lot of good properties on their books. How do you feel about the mid-tiers in there, these companies that continue to mine? They might only have a property or two. They have managed to bring down their costs, but they're still not making that jump to the big guys.
I think in the mid-tier, the play is going to be consolidation. So when you're looking at the mid-tiers, a company that has four medium-sized mines won't get taken over. A company that has one big mine, a company that would make a difference to a gold corp, is likely to get taken over. And the play in the mid-tiers is going to be a consolidation play. The truth is that the industry consumes too much money in general and administrative expense relative to production revenues. And the way you solve that when you can't increase production is to decrease the number of managements, which means really consolidation. So you look at the second-tier names in terms of the quality of their assets. The high-quality names are going to go first.
Well, and I think what's interesting is, since the gold price has been falling, is that the narrative for investors and even some of the companies has been to look for the smaller deposits that are more high grade. But quite frankly, those come offline quicker than anything, don't they?
That's a huge mistake, in fact. The short-term cash-generating deposits have all the risks associated with them that big deposits true. It is a truism, Corey, in mining that small mines have all the risks of big mines, but can't ever make you big money. The idea that you would accept all the risk for a third of the reward is a sort of a narrative that was introduced to the community by investment bankers looking for fees, or by generalists who didn't understand the juxtaposition of risk to reward. Look for scalability. Look for size. Look for quality, of course, but look for size.
So do you like the companies that currently are in production but are also working to expand their current resource with the potential of expanding it, or do you like something that's already there, it's a big resource in the ground, but you know what, it might need a little bit higher price?
Well, for me, because I can afford to take the risk and because I employ a lot of high-quality geologists and engineers, I look in places that other people don't have either the knowledge or the resources to look. So I look in the exploration places, and particularly I look at optionality. Everybody right now in the market is so beat up because they carried a $1,700 pro forma into an $1,100 world that they don't want to speculate on higher gold prices, and that means that I have no competition. If you look back to the last cycle, the 98 to 2002 bear market, and you look at the few speculators that had the guts to speculate on optionality, the profits that we made were extraordinary. I remember putting together Pan American Silver with Ross Beattie. The first financing was 50 cents with a full warrant. And I remember selling some 50-cent stock at $45. Highly pleasant experience. Silver Standard with Bob Quartermain. I paid too much. 72 cents. $40. Happy, happy, happy ending. Vista Gold at $1. Went up to $10 and it spun out Allied Nevada on a 1-for-2, which went to $42. Think about that, $30 from a dollar, and that was the poorest performer. And then, of course, we had Luminum Copper, another optionality play. $2 initial check with a $2.75 warrant, and it was liquidated for $160 in 8 years. People that don't pay attention to optionality, if they're speculators, deprive themselves of the single greatest speculative upside in the business other than high-quality exploration discovery, which is significantly less statistically likely to occur.
All right, let's talk about some of the smaller companies then, because you obviously do follow a lot of these guys. Do you like the project generators? Do you like the explorers right now?
I by and large don't like Sol Risk Exploration, except in a market like this. In a market like this, you can look at a company, Mariana Resources or Azure Resources or Reservoir Resources. You can get 7 or 8 good drill holes and the market yawns because they don't like resources. So if you give me the third dimension and I get a really, truly superb drill hole and the market doesn't react, of course I love that. Reality at a discount is the most fun you can have. You can't count on that occurring for more than 12 or 18 months when the market gets back underway. For pure exploration, I like the prospect generators. I like guys who use their brains and other people's money. And I particularly like the fact that my due diligence is done for me by other mining companies, not by brokers. And I like the optionality plays. If you look at the downside that we've experienced, the downside that we've experienced in all the names has been ugly, but the downside that we've experienced relative to our risk in names like Seabridge and Novagold suggest that optionality is a very good play in bear markets and bull markets. But what's extraordinary about optionality is the returns that you get in bear markets. I suspect that in addition to Seabridge and Novagold, that you're going to see two or three companies that have the good sense to aggregate out of the money very large assets now, reduce the G&A associated with holding them, and just enjoy themselves for 5 years. And I hope that your subscribers play along.
Now, really quick, because I do want to get into the concept of time frame when you're investing in these. I think that's very important. But your quick take, right now when you're looking at companies, is it important to you that they are continuing to develop their asset?
It depends on their business plan. For optionality companies, you don't want to develop your projects. You want to do nothing, and you want to make sure that your management team is paid appropriately for doing nothing, which is damn near nothing. But otherwise, yes, you make money in speculation by answering unanswered questions. And a company that isn't answering unanswered questions is wasting my general and administrative dollars. But you want to make sure that you optimize the unanswered questions. You can't ask a question just because it pays you a salary. You have to ask a question that's going to add substantially to the value of the project.
Very important. And I think everybody, when they do invest in companies, needs to look at their balance sheets and their income statements and realize and just assess it for themselves if they are comfortable with how these companies are spending whatever money they have. That said, what is your time frame? What do you think other people's time frame should be when they're looking at companies in the gold sector?
My experience has been that the total elapsed time answering an important unanswered question is 18 months. And if you own a stock with less than an 18-month horizon, you're lying to yourself and setting yourself up for disappointment. My career hasn't been made on doubles. My career has been made on 10-baggers and 15-baggers. They're rare, but over 35 years, I've had a fair number of them. And a 10-bagger or a 15-bagger doesn't involve the answer to one unanswered question. That question begets a second question, begets a third question. So for the speculations that I've had that have made me 10 to 1 or 15 to 1 or 30 to 1, I've often had to wait 5 years. And the biggest mistake that people make is the combination of got a hunch, bet a bunch. They don't do sufficient due diligence, and they don't allow themselves enough time. People who don't understand their speculations are understandably afraid to hold stock over a long weekend, which means they've made two fundamental mistakes, time frame and knowledge.
It's Rick. It's always enjoyable chatting with you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Corey. Thanks for the great questions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingdollar.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingdollar.com. Again, that's disappearingdollar.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, libertyoncall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to libertyoncall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of this special weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. Again, this whole weekend show is being recorded live from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. Chris Temple and myself are joined by James Turk. James is the director of Gold Money. Everybody, I think, knows of the recent news of Gold Money and BitGold, the acquisition, almost merger-like situation that has taken the resource world, at least news source, by storm this year. Everyone who wants to check out Gold Money, go check out XAU on the TSX Venture Exchange. James, let's first get a little background for some of our new listeners who might not know about the Gold Money and BitGold acquisition and just the growth profile that the company has been on.
Yeah, okay. And, you know, Gold Money actually launched back in 2001. We've got over 20,000 customers, and we're safeguarding about $1.4 billion of customer assets. Gold and silver, platinum, palladium stored in different vaults around the world. And earlier this year, I met Roy Sabag, who is the CEO and co-founder of BitGold, and we realized that the strengths that they had and the strengths that Gold Money had made sense if we could bring the two companies together. You know, 1+1=3 situation. And it's worked out very, very well. So much so that Gold Money Incorporated is one of the fastest growing fintech or financial technology firms in 2015. Over the past 4 months, we've increased the BitGold side of the business from essentially nothing, because it only really launched a few months ago, to over 300,000 accounts. So it's a very rapid growth because people understand that the advantages that BitGold brings to the table is very good. It's also been very beneficial to Gold Money side of the business. We're operating the two companies. They're integrated, but they're operating separately because they have different business models, BitGold.com and GoldMoney.com.
When you told me that figure yesterday of over 300,000 accounts, I was very
very pleasantly surprised. Are there that many people that are really starting to figure out that they need to use gold as an alternative money?
Yeah, exactly. And the interesting thing is that more than 50% of the people who are signing up have never bought gold before in their life. I think that's very, very important. One of the things that we're targeting, we have a couple of different target markets, and one target market are the millennials. And the millennials are looking for other alternatives. You know, they understand that banks are no longer safe. They understand that they're not getting interest income when they try to accumulate savings. And, you know, when you're in their 20s, you have to start thinking already about how you're going to plan for later years. You're going to need to save some capital to buy a house or make a down payment on a house or whatever it happens to be. And it's very, very difficult for this younger generation to do that. So they're looking for alternatives, and gold is an ideal way to accumulate money, to save money for the future, for whatever it happens to be. So focusing on the millennials is making sense. And the way we're doing that is by offering a technologically advanced product. Very easy to sign on, very easy to sign up, and you can do it both online through the PC or through your computer, or also through your mobile phone or cell phone. So it's working very well. We're very pleased the way the transaction has developed.
I think speaking to this younger generation that is signing up for gold money, they do also see what's happened in some other countries with bail-ins. It seems to be on actually a lot of young people's minds, that how concerned they are with bail-ins, and I think that speaks to why they would sign up. And how does one go about signing up? Do you sign up online and then put money into an account, or do you have an automatic withdrawal feature? What happens there?
Yeah, Grant? You know, the sign-ups are actually global. We're getting people from all over the world, and when trouble spots arise, you tend to see more sign-ups from that area. So when Greece was in the news, we had a lot of sign-ups from Greece. You know, recently we've had a lot of sign-ups from Argentina and other places where there's currency turmoil. And the way you sign up is you go online. Like I said, either through your computer or with your cell phone, provide some basic data, scan a government document like a driver's license or a passport so that we can establish that we know who our customers are. And that's very easily uploaded. It takes about 2 or 3 minutes at most to do the whole transaction. Once you have the account, then you have to fund it. And you can do that in a number of different ways. You can send money through a variety of different bank mechanisms, or you can use a credit card to purchase gold. And once you have that gold in your account.
And is this gold purchased at the ongoing spot price? What markup? What is there?
Yeah, you purchase it at the ongoing spot price. There's a 1% markup for coming into the system. Once you're in the system, there's no storage fees. And if you're resident outside the United States, you can actually use the gold as a payment mechanism, and that's becoming very, very popular, and I think that's one of the reasons why we are getting a lot of sign-ups. In the States, you can only use it as a savings mechanism. You can't actually make payments because the rules and regulations in the States are not yet sorted out as to how this could be done and accomplished within the U.S. market. So as a U.S. resident, you can save gold through BitGold. You just can't use it as a payment mechanism. What's happening is that people are seeing that this is a very convenient way to actually begin accumulating gold as a form of savings. And it is a way that makes sense, because it's been proven over long periods of time that gold and silver, too, for that matter, although we don't offer silver in BitGold, we do offer it in gold money, that gold preserves purchasing power. And the way I like to explain this is that an ounce of gold today buys the same amount of crude oil it did 50 years ago or 60 years ago. You know, there have been a lot of fluctuations in the dollar, a lot of fluctuations in the price of crude oil, but gold still preserves purchasing power over long periods of time. It's money in that sense. It preserves purchasing power. It's also money in the sense that we can use it for calculating the prices of goods and services. It just doesn't circulate as currency until now, which is what we're doing through BitGold.
Well, and that's a wonderful thing. James, I'm delighted to hear you talk about the millennials and people in other countries where there's maybe more monetary stress at the moment, at least, than what we have here in the U.S. My separate publication that I've done recently called Building an Economic Lifeboat, when we redo that, I'm certainly going to be talking about BitGold as one of the monetary alternatives. I think there's some exciting things going on. I said several months ago when I was interviewing an inventor of one of the most popular community currencies that, hey, we can be gold bugs, but the bottom line is, and in this particular case, we're talking about gold as a good, viable alternative money. Anything that is put together by people of goodwill and is usable to get some of our economic destiny away from this top-down system that is in it for themselves is great. And I think that when you're approaching millennials particularly, and they realize that the economy that their parents and grandparents have handed down to the new generation is leaves a little bit to be desired, you know. And look at the political season right now. The people supporting Bernie Sanders, the people who have supported Ron Paul in the past. I mean, people, it's like the old network movie. We're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore. And instead of just being angry, here's a solution where people can have something viable to use as an alternative to the controlled banking system. It's great.
I agree with you, Chris. And if you look at it from in a broad sense, what we're doing is we're giving people another alternative. It's an opportunity to choose another currency if they would like to do so. You know, there's no force. It's entirely voluntary to, you know, participate, as opposed to national currencies where you're forced to use national currencies to pay taxes or you're forced to national currency for other types of things. With BitGold, it's a simple matter of choice. It's another alternative. People can use it if they choose to use it, if they find it advantageous. So I think that's the key, and it's probably one of the reasons, you know, why we're doing so well, you know, even though we're just getting off the ground.
Now, James, let's quickly talk about the back end of the transaction, too. You mentioned that if you don't live in the U.S., pretty much everywhere else, any other part of the world, you can do transactions through BitGold. How does this work? How are you guys focusing on growing this aspect, too?
Yeah. When we talk about doing transactions, there are a number of ways to do that. You basically can use your account, again, accessed either through your computer or through your cell phone, and you transfer a weight of gold from your account to someone else's account. But the way it works is, say, you owe somebody 20 pounds in the United Kingdom. What actually moves is the ownership of the gold that you have to the guy in the United Kingdom. He then has a choice of keeping the gold or actually converting the gold back to a local currency. And if you've been involved in international or global cross-border transfers, they're very expensive in the banking system. They're very slow. They charge huge exorbitant fees. In fact, in my presentation tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about this. There's an average fee is 7% per annum when you're going through the banking system. In BitGold, it's 1% to get in, and if you choose to get out, it's another 1%. So it's a significant cost advantage, aside from the fact that it's much more convenient, much safer, and you're doing it outside the banking system, so it's very, very quick.
This BitGold, gold money transaction, first of all, BitGold really took the industry by storm here. It is a new idea that is shown that it has attracted a number of users, both young and older generations, that seem to realize that, you know what, it might not need to be your primary banking card, but it is nice to have this side savings account rather than having it in these low interest, zero interest bank accounts that aren't getting you anything, and then you are exposed to that risk. So I highly recommend.
And you do mention the point about the card, because once you have a BitGold account, you can get a BitGold MasterCard, and what you can then do is you can use that for spending at the local place where the MasterCard is accepted.
James, thanks for your time.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Your house. health is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.